Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yeah, I'm a man, Father Time. Time was good, dog. Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cash. You know who I am. You know who I be. What's going on? Got my man Father Time. What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? Chilling like a villain, man. Hey, guess what?
What's up?
New year, new show. I'm going to change my name, man.
Uh-oh.
I got to go with a new change name, man. I don't want to be known as Father Time no more, dog.
I'm honoring him.
You know who the original prime time is, don't you?
Yeah, I know who the original prime time is, but if you say so, brother, I mean, you know we both got mixed feelings about that one, so, I mean, if that's what you want to be, I ain't knock your hustle. I see we got a call in already.
Who we got?
What's up?
What's good, baby? What's going on?
Chilling.
What's going on? So prime time, huh?
Yeah. What you think about that,
man? I'm honoring my man. He about to go to the hall, man. I got to show some love for the next couple of months, man.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back to part
time. Whoa. Hold on. Who are you honoring? Cause I think me and you got these mixed up.
Yeah, I don't think he's Deion Sanders, man.
I was about to say, you're thinking about Iggy Boy.
I'm talking about prime time Deion Sanders, man. He's nominated for the Hall, man, so I'm showing him some love. He's my favorite player anyway.
Oh, okay. I ain't got no problem with that one, man. I was just wondering. See, I guess that's why we need to communicate, man, because I was sure wondering. I'm sitting here like, Iggy Boy? You
I didn't even know they called
Iggy
him
Boy?
Prime time.
That's what I thought he
called
us about.
He called himself prime time now.
Oh well, fuck
damn,
that, man.
Okay.
Let me go. I changed back, man. I don't want to get no confusion out there. I don't. This is my public service announcement, man. We here in Sin City don't condone nothing that Iggy Boy, aka Prime Time, does. We're not down with his tactics.
No. Okay. I was just wondering, bro.
We don't like the way he rolled. So
okay,
I'm back to my old self again.
You back to Father Time now?
Yeah, I know. You know, we got a lot of GAC callers, and you know, I ain't trying to
Right.
Associated with that, man.
I'm telling you, bro.
Know how he gets down? You heard me?
Right.
We got somebody new to the show. We got somebody else on the show. Who is this?
This is Bada. What's up, baby?
What's happening, Bada?
This is Bada. What's up?
What's going on with y'all?
We chilling.
Hey,
networking.
I got another public service announcement.
What's that?
Janine's gonna push one today. I see you.
Wow.
They said she got to push one today.
Yeah,
wow.
We're going to make her push one today.
Make
come on,
man.
If you're ready to join the convo, you push one.
What can
be? We're going to go ahead and kick the show off tonight. Like I said, we got a whole new show, y'all. It's a whole new year. We're starting off with a whole new show. We're gonna start hitting those serious topics. You know what I mean? So we're gonna expand our horizons here in Sin City, as we do. You know, we reinvent ourselves. So I'm gonna send this out to my man Wick. Wick, you hear me, dog?
Wait a minute, double. Before you start, I got a confession, man.
You brought him in. I see that.
Yeah, I had to bring him in, man. You know, I mean, she's a regular. Janine, what's up, baby?
You might not want to talk tonight.
I'm good.
You good?
Hey, Janine. You mad at me?
You didn't want to talk to
her? I don't know, man.
You mad at me, Janine?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it worth your while, I promise.
Damn, bro. We done missed out on something.
Man.
But I digress, dog. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, man.
Alright, instead of Wick, I'm gonna start with Tasha. I'm gonna start with Wick. I wonder if she caught that. Hey, Wick.
What up, though?
Got a question for you, man.
Shoot.
In your opinion, is there does age matter to you in a relationship?
No. In my opinion, it don't. Well, no, I can't say that because it's a double-edged sword. Because I wouldn't want to mess out. For some reason, I wouldn't want to mess with a chick super younger than me.
Especially
at the age I am now. But I'll mess with an older woman.
You're, let's say you're 40. Would you mess around with a 22-year-old?
Hell yeah.
At 40?
Yep.
Really? You don't think that's too young, man?
She's grown. She can go to the liquor store. She can go in the bar. She's 22.
But you're 40.
She's grown. I couldn't mess with her if she was 18 because she can't go to no bar. Can't go to the liquor store.
Well, in other words, age don't mean shit to you, as long as she can go into the liquor store.
Oh, she's legal.
Long as she can go buy you that fifth, you good. And you ain't got to go with
her. Don't drink fifths, but yeah.
Well, all right, dog. I ain't mad at you. Buddy, what about you?
You're funny. I made that choice of messing around with a younger man.
Okay.
And I've decided that that was the wrong choice for me. So I would prefer not to date younger men anymore.
What made you come to that decision, though? I mean, you ain't got to tell us what happened, but why would you not date a younger man now?
Because of the past that I've had with the guy that I dated who was younger, the experience that I had with him made me come to that decision.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know how old the other dude is, but let's say another guy a year younger than him, he shows a little bit more maturity. Would you try him out?
Mm-mm.
You still wouldn't try him out?
No.
He's an everyday working guy. Go to work every day. He got his head on right. You know what I'm saying? He ain't living with his mama. And he coming to you with some grown folk talk.
Well, he can come to me with the grown folk talk. He can, you know, do all of that, and we can be the best of friends. But it can't go no further than that.
Okay, what's the oldest age? What's your range? What's your age range?
30.
So what?
30. On up.
30 to.
On up.
30 on up?
Yep.
Now, can I ask you a personal question? How old are you, if you don't mind telling us?
I'm 33.
Oh, damn, Wig. She too old for you, man.
She's too old. I said I take all age, 22 on up.
Oh. I thought you were just taking it to the 40s. My bad, dog.
Oh,
I apologize.
You trying to give me a heart attack or something?
I apologize. Jeanine, what about you? How you feel on that?
No, I wouldn't be in a relationship with no guy younger than me.
Why not?
Because they're not mature enough. They're not at my level. Men at my age are not at my level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we ask how old you are?
I'm 36. I'm 36.
And your age aren't on your level at 36?
No.
That's
what
the wrong dudes
there. No, most men are not at. Some men, but most men are not at my level.
So you wouldn't date a 25-year-old then, right?
I would mess around with a 25-year-old. I wouldn't be in a relationship with one.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the same scenario I gave Buck. If he came to you with that grown folk talk, he got his head on right. He a working man. He go to work every day. He ain't out there selling the drugs or doing no hustling, nothing like that. He a law-abiding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Got his head on. And he coming to you with some grown folk talk. I mean, he talking to you like that 50-year-old dude at the club.
Mm-hmm.
You going to give him a shot?
No, we can't be together like that, no.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, now I'm going to come back to that. What about you, dog? What about you, Kai? What's your take on the age thing?
I'm pretty much the same way she feel. I mean, I'm not going to make no relationship with you. I mean, then at the same time, you got to realize, okay, I got to realize that I got to look at it like, how much older are you than my daughter?
Good
you know what I'm saying? I can't have no relationship with you and you ain't nothing but a couple of years older than my daughter.
Good point. Point well taken.
My daughter ain't gonna respect that. My daughter gonna look at you every day like you better get this. You know what I'm saying? I was a freshman, she was a senior, now she my stepmama. Come on, man.
I feel you, dog. Now, hold on.
Not to say that you ain't catch me in the right mood and the right time, we wouldn't get down. I mean, but
I ain't talking about getting down, man. I'm talking about relationship-wise.
Oh, relationship-wise? No, I can't do it, man. I mean, it's the same scenario she just said. Like she said that a man's not mature enough. I mean, I feel like a woman at that age, she's not mature enough to be with me. She's not mature enough to deal with what I got to give her.
But, okay, now everybody that's saying they're not mature enough. There are some very mature young people out here.
I believe that you can find a mature woman before you can find a mature man at that age.
Bullshit. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I mean, and I'm gonna tell you why I don't believe that. It's because of the simple fact that the same, you got to think about it. You got, okay, just say if, okay, we don't use the age 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool enough age, mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all say that men develop, I mean, women develop quicker than men, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've never been one to believe that. I want to believe that a woman tries to be grown and in the process of trying to be grown, you ruin your youth. I'm a firm believer that women, a lot of women ruin their youth because of trying to be grown. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't try to be grown. You didn't have to, you know what I'm saying? You didn't mess around, had a baby. So now you got to grow up quicker than what you really wanted to. But then, sure as shit, you revert back to that, to them adolescent ways. You know what I'm saying? You want that man to do this. You want that man to do that. I mean, not saying y'all in particular, you know what I'm saying? But I know we all have seen them women that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he got to buy me this. He got to buy me that. No, man, why is you talking about what he got to buy you? What about your kid? See, they don't even think about the kid. They just think about what they got to get. So how adult is that if you only thinking about you getting a pair of Jordans or you getting a new outfit to go to the club? You got to think about that baby, too.
Mm-hmm.
So how mature are you when you're not even thinking about your own kid? I ain't saying. I'm just saying.
Good point, man. That's a good point. We got quite a few people listening. If y'all want to rebut what he just said, or if y'all want to comment on what we're talking about, you got to push one. We'll bring you in. Or you can go to the fancity.spruce.com, go to the chat room. We live in the chat room right now. If y'all want to chat like that, we can do it like that, too.
Hey,
y'all let us get to it.
Hey, it's sincity.spruce.com, S-P-R-U-Z. You know, a lot of people might get that name mixed up. So it's S-P-R-U-Z.com.
Teasing.
There you go. Now y'all have it. So everybody's in agreement that everybody at that certain age limit, they just won't go below. Right?
Right. I made that wrong choice, but it started off to just like that. It started off just like a sex partner type situation, and it ended up, yeah.
Okay,
now it's
Father, let me ask you a question.
That you regret?
Huh?
Do you regret the relationship now?
Yeah, that's obvious.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I don't regret my daughter, but, you know.
Well, Father, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
How did you let it get to that point? Okay, because it's like, you know, we all like, okay, this is fun and games, this is serious. How did you let it jump from fun and games to serious? I mean,
because I didn't know it had got serious until I was already 4 months. And I didn't know I was 4 months because I didn't have regular periods. I only had like one or two periods a year. So,
So it didn't, my doctor it didn't get serious
told me
until that baby came.
Right.
Okay, I feel you. So it was all fun and games then. I mean,
right.
It was, you know, it was just something to do. Then,
right.
Lo and behold, you get pregnant and up pops a baby.
And he stepped
okay,
up
so now,
like he stepped up like a man should. So I gave him that choice of, you know, taking that responsibility of being the father and, you know, doing for me or whatever. And I appreciated him.
I ain't laughing at you, brother, but I do.
Yes,
you have
you
to throw that up there now.
What?
Doing for me.
I mean, doing for me as like with my son, I didn't get to. His father wasn't standing there holding my hand or going to doctor's appointments or doing none of that. So he did what I had never experienced before. And he was serious about being a father, so.
Okay. I understand that. Enough said. Okay, right, dog.
Yes, like I told y'all, we gonna talk some real stuff tonight. And I got another question for y'all. All right, this was kind of tough. I don't know if you guys are political or not, but I'm going to ask everybody, Wick, did you vote?
Sure did.
Did you vote Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, Bonham, did you vote Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, Janine, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Chaz, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
You voted Republican?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I got to take your word for it, bro. I got to take your word for it. Now, my question is to Wick, Butter, and Janine. Why did you vote Democrat? Wick, why did you vote Democrat?
Honestly, because that's what I was brought up on. Shit, I always knew black voted Democrat. Whites were still Republican. I mean, that's just as bad as I get.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's the answer I'm looking for.
Get him, Riley.
I'm glad you was honest. Glad you was honest. Brother, what about you? Why did you vote Democrat?
Because I felt like the person, he was the best one for the job.
No, I'm not talking about Obama. I'm talking about Democrats in general.
Not just
Obama. I'm talking about when you voted for more than just Obama.
Yeah, I voted for
all the Democrats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good answer. Janine, what about you?
I voted for Democrats because that was the best person I felt to do the job.
Yeah.
But we ain't talking about just Obama.
I said they're the best people that I feel that, you know, to do the job.
Right.
Because before black folks voted Republican, before Franklin Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question. How did you vote 4 years ago? I mean, the last time the president ran, how'd you vote then? Democrat or Republican?
Democrat. I voted for Clinton.
Okay, now my question is, why do we as black folks vote Democrat, with the exception of Cass? And you gave me my answer, because that's how we was brought up, right?
Right.
But why? What if that Democrat ain't the right person for the job? You just voted for him because he's a Democrat.
Because he's Democrat.
Why we don't take time, I'm talking about all of us, black folks in general, why we don't take time to actually hear what these guys is running on. We need to listen to their platform. You know what I mean? Let's take Obama. Obama signed that stimulus bill, right? Gave all these people that money. How much money did you get? What did we get out of the deal?
The same thing we can deal with if it was a Republican or a Democrat. Nothing.
Only the rich gets he gave all his money to the car people. He gave all that money to Wall Street, all that money to the banks. What about the inner city people? Where our parks at? What are Boys and Girls Clubs at? What's up with that? Now, I know I can't be the only one that's not seeing what's going on.
Somebody help me out, please. He cannot fix
what was messed up in the past 8 years previous to him getting into office that fast.
Thank you.
That's understandable. And what about this $1 billion he just gave away? How can that money then trickle down to the inner city? He gave that money to the rich people.
You have to keep the businesses open. Without the businesses, there are no jobs. We are already in a recession.
Thank you.
And why are we in a recession?
Due to Bush.
The Bush.
Obama didn't help it by giving away all his money. Who's going to take his money back?
Okay, wait,
Your kids, my grandkids.
Hold on, man.
Now look, I'm listening, man.
You ask the question, but let's be realistic. You don't like Obama. You've been talking this shit.
I think Obama doing a shitty ass job, man. I think he's a great guy.
You've been talking this shit since he got in office. You've been talking this shit, so now you really, I mean, come on, Rush. Rush. You got to let it go. Come on, man. You let it go, Rush.
You know what? You know what it is? I listen. When that man used to do all those debates and all that stuff, I listened. I listened to every word he said. I heard every promise he made. 2.5 years later.
Father Todd, can I say something, man? He did the same thing that any...
I'm not living no better now.
Why you didn't study Bush like that? Did you study Bush's every word?
He did the same thing everybody do. But you just want to... He's studying him this hard because he's black. This black man cannot fix all your problems in 2 years. He cannot fix your problems in 2 years, dog. You put too much pressure on
We live in way more better than we was living 2 years ago when Bush was in office.
You put too much pressure on this black man, man.
I'm living the same way. Ain't nothing changed. That's my whole point.
Black or white. And it's never going to change.
Well, guess what? It's better that you still being able to live the same way than falling further down because that's what Bush was sending you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better that you still living above ground.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Right now, today, I don't know if y'all understand this, but today, the next 25 years, no more Social Security if we keep spending the money we're spending. That money's going to be gone.
You don't like that,
that's
fine.
Who said this world will be around 25 years from now?
They finna put them chips in anyway, so if you ain't got them chips in your skin, you ain't getting no Social Security. So,
I ain't getting no Social Security.
What are you telling my kids? I worked since I was 17 years old. So you telling me when I turned 65, I got to go sell dope in order to pay my rent?
If you don't want to get the mark of the beast, you will.
Number one, don't y'all realize every time they print money, it depreciates the value of the dollar. Don't y'all know the dollar used to be the strongest currency in the world? Not no more. It's not the strongest currency in the world anymore.
Okay.
Because they keep printing all this money.
And that's exactly why they finna come up with these chips, my friend. And I look like you finna get you one.
Let me ease your mind a little bit, Father Todd. You know, laws change every day. I mean, we got like 30 people
listening to us right now. And I want y'all people to push one. If you think Obama doing a halfway decent job, push one. If you don't, then don't push nothing. Let's see how many lines light up. I don't know how you're trying to judge somebody unless you were his twice.
Thank you.
I got to say something. This is why our race always fails. Right here.
Yeah.
We're not giving this. Just
that's
he's
not
black,
true.
Oh, he's supposed to stop. He supposed
that
to
is
stop
true.
Everything's supposed to win. Everything's supposed to be all right. He is still just a man. He still got an answer to us. The president is just the face of the government, man. The president don't really
run shit. He's working a job just like everybody else, getting employed around him.
He's the face. The president don't
run shit. He's the most powerful man. He controls.
And he gets
no,
he doesn't.
When did he become the most powerful man
on the planet? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on, man.
Hold on. Uncle Ruckus.
We got somebody new to the show, y'all.
I'm gonna bring him in. I believe it's my girl, but I'm gonna check and make sure. Hey, Rev, what's up?
Hello.
Hey. What's going on, baby? Hi. How y'all doing?
He gonna wait to see if she gonna snap on him before he call her his girl.
I know she gonna snap on me. That's why she put you on, cause she got something to say.
Well, I really don't know what y'all are talking about. All I heard is press one if you think Obama's doing a halfway decent job, and I think he's doing okay.
Thank you. That's just how I'm right. Okay. Yeah, I think he's doing okay.
He is not a miracle worker.
Exactly. Everything was
messed up before he even got in there, and it's going to take time to fix it.
Why everybody else sees this but you, Father Ty? Because it's not coming right now.
You know what, Rev? I am going to comment on your little comment, but first, I'm going to bring somebody new on to the show. Carla, what's happening? You in
what's
Kansas
happening?
City. Who is
what's
this?
This Crystal.
What's up?
Who? What? This Crystal.
Crystal?
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing,
Crystal? What's up? What's going on
what's
the show
on?
Tonight? What's going on the
what's
show
going
tonight?
On, Crystal?
All right, what we have here, they dogging Obama.
No, we got Uncle Ruckus, aka Father Time, on the show. We want to dog out Obama and say Obama. I don't know. I guess he about as bad as that one person that called in and said Obama's the Antichrist. He following the her footsteps. He thinks Obama's doing a terrible job. He's not paying attention to the fact that Obama got to undo 8 years worth of bullshit that Bush did.
Exactly. You can't expect for this man to come into office and just everything at the blink of an eye and everything be back to normal like it was before Bush got in office.
I understand that.
It's looking good to me now at this point, considering how messed up it's been.
In your opinion, though.
Let me tell you something. I had had a job since 2004. Okay.
You have or you haven't?
I hadn't had a job since 2004. I got a job.
Okay.
I went through 3 jobs within 6 months.
Where you live?
I'm in Indianapolis.
They hiring like that in Indianapolis?
Hey, I mean, I didn't get the job, like I said. But even when I was in Gary, I had two interviews that I had got just on the humbug being there for 2 weeks. Doing the holiday.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to do this for you.
He's a hater.
Because you know what? In the Alamo, be the only state that's hiring because ain't nobody else hiring. So I'll give out all that. I got a whole list right now.
I'm in Indianapolis too, and I got a whole list right now, whole bunch of employees that's hiring right now.
Exactly. I mean, it's a lot of
I'm giving Indiana props. They the only state that's hiring. They Indiana must not have no unemployment or nothing like that going on.
Hold up. Wait a minute. If it's anybody on this phone that's just listening. That's not from Indiana. Y'all got a job. Please press 1. Please, somebody, anybody.
Man, Ruckus, what you woke up on the Republican side?
Indiana only got jobs, man.
Shit,
he's crazy.
I'm coming to drop me some apps, man, because y'all hiring like motherfucking Indiana.
They got to you, man. I knew they would.
Obama doing a great job in Indiana.
A lot of time I knew he was straight black. He was all black power, man. I don't know what they did to got an alien, man. They didn't got to him, man.
Hold on, we got another caller.
You know what?
We got a caller, man. We got a caller. Yo, caller, what's happening? Hello. Yo, what's up?
What's happening, caller? You're in Sierra City. What's up? Who is this? Who would it be?
Hey, Father Time, you just scared off.
Hello?
Maybe she had technical difficulties. Well, she pressed the button, so I'm pretty sure she was about to tell you she had a job. She wasn't from, she wasn't in Indiana.
I sure was going to ask you where she from.
I'm pretty sure of that, too.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Wait a minute, man.
We're trying to get the caller in. Calm down, Ruckus.
Okay, calm down,
hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. I'm at work.
Sunshine?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, Sunshine?
Nothing much. At work. At my second job.
You at work?
I'm at my second job.
I'm not in Indiana.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, no, you're not in Minnesota, are you? With two jobs. Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Where'd you get your first job? What year?
This year. Last year when I moved here, a year after I've been here.
Okay, so you got both your jobs since Obama been in office?
Yep.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Oops. Pick it up.
Congratulations. I ain't got to pick nothing up.
And he's,
I don't believe it, but I ain't got to pick nothing up.
You are.
I
don't believe it.
Let me tell you something. I'm in school for accounting. First of all, Obama fixed it where the government took over student loans. So you pay what you can per month to pay off your student loans and not be in debt. Obama did that. I have two jobs. That's what I was going to say. The county thing, the reason he is throwing out all that money the way he is because we would have been in a worse situation than what we were in. They did not have a choice in what they did.
Wall Street richer. That's all he did.
Okay, now hold on, Tom. Hold on,
man. Wait a minute, Tom. Nobody else here is sending his money.
You don't own banks.
We're not stockbrokers. That's who got the money.
Obama has to stimulate the economy. If he does not, no one will make any money nowhere, and we will be a poverty-stricken state.
And when I say
state, I mean the United States. Look it up.
One minute. Hold on one second.
This is my field. Look it up.
Hold on, Sunshine. Dude, you said there wasn't nobody hiring other than Indiana. Now, wait a minute. I meant to ask one question. Where are you located again, Jama?
I'm in Minnesota.
I believe he was.
Now you in Minnesota, and she got two jobs. I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey.
I got a job. Don't get me wrong. I got a job, man. You know
what are you complaining about? What are you complaining about if you got a job?
You got a job, man.
I know you got a job. What are you complaining about?
The whole point is, why do we black folks vote Democrat? We don't even listen to what they're talking about. That's my point. I don't know how we got off on Obama, but I'm going to steer into this.
You!
Obama.
We got off on Obama because of you!
I'm bringing it back on other black folks.
You don't even know why you vote Democrat
because that's what your mom and dad voted. But you're not listening to what they're saying. We just vote Democrat because, that's what we're supposed to do. We black, we got to vote Democrat. That's bullshit. You got to put the person who's going to do the best job in there, who got some values, some morals. That's what I'm talking about.
Call it time.
Sir.
Do you know a political person is the biggest lie in the world? They're going to tell you what you want to hear. They can't do most of the shit they say they're going to do, dog. And if you really believe that, then your mind is messed up. They got you fooled. They tell the public what they want to hear so they can get there. It's not that they going to do it because they still have to go and make the votes and the other people got to vote on it to make these laws happen. It's not just they going just because they say, okay, I'm going to give y'all all this money and it's happened right there. That's not how it works, bro. But the problem is that black people, just because they think that's how it's supposed to happen, we turn on that person. A white man could have told you the same thing Obama could have said. And if that man didn't do what Obama did, you wouldn't be jumping on his case like that. The only reason, be real, you're jumping on Obama because he's black. There's no other reason.
Rick.
It's not because he ain't doing nothing. Yes, sir.
Rick, can I say something, man? Can I defend myself?
Go ahead.
You sure?
Go ahead.
Don't bullshit me.
Huh? I'm just saying. You believe that if you want to, then they got you.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter to me, man. I don't care. I'm going to listen to what you got to say. I'm not going to vote for you just because.
Okay, so I automatically got to vote Democrat. No, that's bull. I'm going to listen to what you got to say. All right, people, calm down. All right, we're going to go to the song, man. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the song. We're going to come back, and we're going to settle this once and for all. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back. Thomas, you okay now, man?
Oh, man, I'm good, baby. You know how I roll, man. When I'm passionate about something, man, it just overwhelms me, man. But you know what?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I want to tell everybody that's listening. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. Y'all got to go on there. We just opened up a brand new store. We got like 100 products. Y'all got to go check us out. Y'all got to show us some support. Janine?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got stones, girl.
I got what? Y'all got what?
Sin City stones. We selling stones now, girl.
Oh, really?
We can show Sin City love all day long.
Oh, okay.
Check us out. Check us out.
I do that.
Check us out, Wick. We got boxing, we got briefs, we got it all, man.
What's wrong, Janine?
Show some love, y'all. Show some support for your boys. We've been doing this almost 1 year, y'all. Show some love.
What's wrong, Janine? Huh? What's wrong?
Nothing.
For real. All right,
y'all, check this out. I got one for y'all. It's something that we ain't never, ever touched on in Sin City, y'all. This is something brand new. I got a question. So if you've been with your partner for X amount of years, your partner got sick, went to the hospital, and during they stay in the hospital, they contracted AIDS. Did you stay with them? Wait. You've been with your girl for 10 years. Y'all ain't married, but y'all been together for like 10 years. You got to have a blood transfusion for some weird reason, whatever. And then the hospital messed up. She walked out with HIV. You stay?
I don't know.
Or you bounce?
I don't know. Don't know what, you know, you don't know what your heart to do. That's a question. I mean, I can sit here and lie and say, yeah. Well, I can sit there and lie and say no. I really don't know because I don't know how my heart would be feeling at that time.
Well, 10 years, bro. You
can't
gotta have a whole lot of love. There's gotta be some love in 10 years. If you've been together 10 years, man, there's gotta be some love there. A whole lot of love.
If 10 years. Has she been with me all that time? Right. Call me
so
Cookie.
You gonna stay.
Call me Cookie. She'd be magic. I'll be cooking. I'll be right there with her.
Good, that's a good way to put it. Call you Cookie. All right, Cookie. Brother, what about you?
Oh, we'd have to be married, I'd say. You already have
one. Well, you're not married though. But you guys got history. You've been together like 10 years.
I couldn't be with somebody for 10 years.
You can't be with somebody for 10 years.
No, okay. And not be married. No.
No, 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 no. You got 3 years. That's it.
You feel me?
3 years is max.
It can't happen.
Well, I mean, if 10 is too much, we'll go 3. Rev, what about you?
I would say, yeah, I would, but we have to get a good understanding about what had just happened.
Well, it was a hospital mistake. They got infected with some bad blood.
Yeah, it's a hospital mistake, but after that point, there's going to be a lot of changes because there's going to be some things that's not going to go on anymore.
What kind of changes are you talking?
There ain't going to be no more sex, definitely.
Well, now, come on, Rev. I know we have our disagreements, but that don't make no sense. Why would
you go ahead and have that sex with somebody that's got HIV then?
But
that's just the way I feel. I mean, you could stay with them. I mean, I would stay with them, but I wouldn't be intimate with them anymore.
But what if that's what they want? They still want to be intimate with you.
Well, that's just too damn bad.
Whatever it takes.
Well, no, that's just too damn bad right there. Well, the relationship is supposed to be bigger than that anyway.
Oh, fuck that. Sex is part of that. You ain't staying with nobody if you ain't fucking.
That's your opinion.
Hold up, man. So you mean to tell me, now, roles get reversed. She the one that got the disease. You actually still gonna fuck her and risk yourself catching this disease?
If I've been with her 10 years and I say I love her,
you out your damn mind.
But most of the time when you in love, you are out your damn mind. You do a lot
You made sense the first time when you said, I don't know. Now just to up and say, yeah, I'm not saying you ain't gotta leave her, but you sitting there actually running the risk of you catching it. I mean, me personally, I don't give a fuck about Magic and Cookie. But my thing is this: if I love you that much, I wouldn't even risk you having it. If you didn't have it, I called HIV for a blood transfusion or whatever. No, I'm not finna put you in harm's way just because I want to get it. I'll probably go an hour or so, but my moment's a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna just put you in harm's way just for my personal gratification.
What if she wants you to, though, man?
I'm still not.
What if something you'd be like, I know what you got, but we can protect ourselves.
No.
But I still want to make love to you. You still wouldn't do it.
No. No, I'm not that. If I love her like that, no.
But she love you just as much.
Well, if you love her any amount, you're not gonna. Why would you risk? So you mean to tell me you would actually risk giving your lady HIV because you just want the sexual gratification?
But I'm not saying me. I'm saying if she came to you and,
okay,
like, look, baby.
I'm looking at the idea like, okay, I understand it. I applaud you for what the hell. I'll probably break down in tears just because I'm so overwhelmed that you're willing to do that. But, no, I'm not going to jeopardize your life like that.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Talk about me.
You know when a man got tragedy or somebody had tragedy on their head, they really not thinking in the right terms anyway. Now, this person just found out they had AIDS. They got it from the hospital. A common ass motherfucker gonna be like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm gonna fuck everybody.
Well, you
and
a dirty
white.
No, I don't agree with that, man.
Hold on, we got a new caller calling in. Hey, caller, what's happening?
Hello?
Hey.
What's
hey,
going
up?
On? Yeah. What's up? Who might this be?
Y'all know my voice is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, baby? Ain't nobody heard from you in the month of Sunday, so don't act like that.
I miss it, y'all, though.
What's going on, baby?
What y'all talking about?
Right. Well, these two rat bastards, Father Time and Wick, they'll fuck you if they got HIV.
That's bullshit, man. Now, why would you say some shit like that on the radio,
man? That's what
I'm just saying.
You fucking asshole.
Why would you even say something like that on the radio, dude?
Because he's a fucking dick.
Sean, the question is, if you was with somebody for X amount of years, is a whole lot of love in this relationship, they end up going to the hospital messed up, they contracted HIV, would you stay with them?
He got the HIV from the hospital?
Yeah, he had to have a blood transfusion to get some bad blood.
Shit. I don't know.
So you guys
honestly.
Got 5 years in.
Shit, and we've been in for facts. It depends on what they. I don't know. Because I'd be Depending on how much love I got for that person, I guess. Right now, I can't know.
Okay, now, hold on, Sean. Let me ask you now. All right, let's just say you're 10 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you that caught the, it was you that contracted HIV. Now, this man told you he's willing to stay by you. He's willing to stay by you from here on out.
Right.
For better or worse, he's willing to stay by you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get a, he tell you, well, baby, I don't care. I'm still willing to have sex with you. Would you have sex with him?
Yeah, protected.
Well, you would have sex with him.
Protected.
Now cut her ass out, goddammit.
You motherfucker, and you shit. Bitch, I'm tired of you, motherfucker. Now, I done been nice to all motherfucking goddamn things. I done bit my tongue. You two punk motherfuckers ain't finna keep talking shit to me. Understand me? Nah, like I was saying.
Go ahead, bro.
I took you wrong because why would you run the risk of that person catching it?
I wouldn't want him to catch it. That's the thing. But listen, if this is my dude and he done told me, okay, listen, he wants to, I'm not going to, like, I mean, you can't, it'll be protected.
You can't what?
It'll be protected. You think I can get it?
I mean, exactly. Okay, so what
listen,
a condom
if he came to me, though, and he told me, listen, I put it like this. If he came to me, and he, it's not like I'm going out here saying, okay, I'm going to sleep with him so I can give this person AIDS. This is
I understand
my
that,
man,
but
you know what I'm saying?
What if the condom pop? Now he's sitting there scared as hell because now he's thinking there's a chance that he might have contracted.
No, protected.
You said what?
But that's not going to happen, though, anyway. You ain't going to, I mean.
How you know?
No.
Well, that's not what's going to happen. Ain't no man in his right mind going to say, baby, okay, I know you. Shut the fuck up. And we still going to have sex. Whoa, man. Whoa, what? You two motherfuckers started to get on my damn nerves. Okay, you ain't got to be all like that, bro. You ready to be pissed off the piss on. You keep talking, I'm going to piss on your ass to keep it up. Motherfucker.
Shit. Fuck you. I let the ladies finish. You know what? I got something for niggas like you.
Sean, make your point.
Hello?
Finish your point.
I was just saying, I mean, that don't, it don't even really sound realistic because I don't think a man will tell a female that he still has sex with her.
Okay, but do that make that, that don't make it right.
Right, but listen, if you got this, listen, you got this man, he's telling you, look, baby, I still want to be with you. I still want to have sex with you or whatever. I mean, what can you say? What can you do? This is your man. This is what he's saying he want to do. But, of course, I'm not going to go out here and say, okay, I'm going to have sex with you and let you contact A just because, you know what I mean? You agree to have sex with me knowing that I, you know what I'm saying, guys, it'll be protected if he wanted to do it, but I don't know. That sounds not realistic.
You got your opinion, I got mine. Janine, what you think? Janine? Yes, Janine, put us on hold.
What about Sunshine? Sunshine, what you got?
Sunshine.
Sunshine?
Yes, Sunshine put us on hold, too.
What y'all saying? I didn't hear the question.
The question was...
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Okay.
I've been waiting all night to hit that question.
I was asking that we were talking about the debate whether you should have sex with, if you knew you contracted HIV for whatever reason, hospital, whatever, do you still continue to have sex with your mate even if they say yeah?
That was
good. Do I have AIDS or does he have AIDS?
No, you have AIDS.
I'm your man, right? You have you hit the hospital, you caught it, you got something from the hospital, right? But I'm your man. I come to you and say, baby, I know what you got, but I love you and I still want to make love to you. I'm willing to take that chance because that's how much I love you. What you do?
Nah, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Huh?
Would you stay with me?
Depending on how long we've been together and, you know.
We got years. We got history.
Yeah, I'll probably stay, but no, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Why would you stay with me if you ain't gonna give me none? If you're not gonna give me, I'd rather you leave.
Damn, you that hung up on pussy.
It ain't about that, man. It's about the love for that woman that I have.
But now she just saying she got HIV. Why would she want to risk giving it to you?
That's why I'm asking her.
She just said
no. She ain't asked that question yet.
She just told you no.
So you answered it for.
What the hell I answered it for? She just said no.
She said no, but she didn't tell me why she said no. I want to know why. That's all I'm asking.
Because if I'm supposedly in love with that person and you actually love that person, you don't want any harm to come to that person. Because regardless of whatever type of protection that you use, anything could happen. Anything could happen with that protection, and now you're risking that other person's life. And
I could say something, but I won't, because we on the radio. Don't worry about it. DotFoods.com, y'all. We can't say it enough. Check out our new store. Grab y'all some T-shirts. Grab y'all some phones. Get you some draws.
Y'all doing dolls, man?
We got stuff for the babies.
Yep.
We got like 100 products, y'all.
What? Get out of here.
You can have my face right there on that. Nah.
What?
There you go.
Have my face right there.
You can order it just like that. That's what you want. You can order it just like that.
Huh?
How soon can I get it?
You got to order it, baby.
Go to the website. We got a little link on there that says Sin City Store at the top of the navigation bar. Click on that, and you're right at our store.
Okay, next day here.
If
get
y'all want pads on your panties, y'all can put them on your panties. You can, if that's what you want. If you want this face down there all day.
Yeah, his real face. The picture ain't going to do no justice. I have had a real face. Do y'all ship those out?
I can't help you with that. I can only help you with the picture. I can't help you with the real face. So we got somebody new to the show, y'all. We got somebody new. Carla, what's up? You're in Sin City. What's happening? Carla?
Hello.
What's happening? Who is this?
This is Miss Bugs. How you doing?
Miss Bugs. What's happening, Miss Bugs? How you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight?
I see you're pushing on, so you must want to know some information about that new Sin City store, right?
You say what? What you say?
Go to the website and check out our new store.
You say who?
hold on.
How you feel?
Say what again? Say what?
I can't get it.
Hey, Miss Bugs, how you feeling, baby?
All right, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
What is y'all talking about?
Well, Well, my man was letting you know that we got a little store we got on our website, sincity.spruce.com. You know, you can pick up all kind of little knickknacks, any good shit you want to get, just things of that nature. But what's going on with you?
Nothing, just listening to y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. But check this out, y'all. I don't know if y'all have been on the page or not, and if y'all ain't, y'all need to get on us. Like I said, sincity.spruce.com. We having a sexy pic contest. Y'all know what that is, right? Sexy picture. Sexiest picture, hey. Sexiest picture win $100. You know what I'm saying?
And a free shirt.
Yeah, and a free shirt with your pic on it. You know what I'm saying? Representing Sin City. So now, what we want y'all to do, get on there, send us y'all sexiest pics. We got a little room called the Sexy Pic Contest. Y'all put your pics in there. Hey, sexiest one, last thing is February 1st. February 16th, we're going to let y'all know who the winner is. Hey, come on, $300 just to show how sexy you are for a pic? Come on, y'all can't beat that.
I'm down.
Now what y'all need to do, now this is just my opinion, what y'all need to do is go to sincity.spruce.com, go to that store, get a pair of them thongs. You know, I'm one of the judges, so it wouldn't hurt to see a nice little picture with my face on it. Just letting you know. Nice little picture, pair of them thongs with my face on. Hey, you have my vote all day long.
That's good, man.
Well, they got a
pen
of the picture, too.
Anybody can vote on the pictures, y'all. If y'all see a picture that y'all think is sexy, go ahead and vote it.
All right.
And every vote counts. So if you want to win, tell your friends, put up a page and vote for you. I'm just saying. Let me get the most votes and win the contest, point blank.
Okay.
Now, y'all know we got a one-year thing coming up. February the 18th. We're going to jump that off. We hope to see y'all. But we're going to give y'all some details on that one, too. We got a one-year badge.
Really?
Right, for sure.
One year. February 18th is 1 year for us. Sin City has been on the radio for 1 year.
Dang, that was so quick.
We're going to do a big, too. We're doing a big.
We have fun with y'all for a whole year so far.
Bring your own bottle. Bring your own mate. Whatever.
I mean,
if you ain't got a mate, I'm pretty sure you can find one that night. Hey, we doing it big, y'all. 1 year, baby. 1 whole year.
Congrats, y'all.
But I'm gonna do something real random. Give me a number. 1 through 7.
Six.
Who said six?
Miss Bugs.
Miss Bugs? Almost. But Sean.
Hi.
You're the lucky winner. What's on your mind? You got the flow.
What's on my mind?
You got the rest of the show. The rest of the show is on you, Sean. What's on your mind?
Oh, cool.
Feel like you're the host. You're the host for the next 20 minutes.
I want to ask y'all a question. This is, look, is this... I don't know how to say it. Okay, if you get some from somebody, right, and it's good, and you want... Okay. Is it bad to...
Sean, you're a great host, girl.
Listen, no, because I'm trying to get it right. Listen, is it...
I'm just joking, calm down.
Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, is it like... Do you make you a sucker? Excuse me, beg for it.
If you beg for it?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting it from this person, and it's good, and you beg for it.
Okay, we're going to go down the list. Which?
I mean, like,
can you answer a question?
I guess it don't make you a bad person or nothing. Hey, if you get me, then you go ahead, beg for it. You can beg me, baby.
I mean, should you have to beg for it? I feel like that.
You should.
Okay, butter.
Maybe you ain't this. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Would that make you a suck if you got to beg for it?
Do I make you a punk if you beg for what?
A sucker.
No.
Okay, Sean, repeat it for brother one more time.
Okay, you getting some good dick or whatever. Do it make you a sucker if you happen to beg for it? Like, it's like you have a conversation on the phone with this person, and you like, can I have some? Or they like, okay, well, I got to do so. So you like, please.
Okay, well, that make you, they give them the upper hand, but that don't make you no sucker.
Okay,
that gives them.
Right, it makes them think they got power, right?
Right.
Okay, exactly my point. That's what I'm trying to tell somebody.
Well, hold on. We ain't done yet. Red, what you got to say?
I don't think you should have to beg for it.
Are you begging for it? Is he giving you some or no?
I mean, it's like this one. Okay, it's like this. When you want, okay, you want some, right? You want some from this person. Okay, they just
mm-hmm.
happen to say, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, do none tonight. Should you just leave it at that or, like, be saying, asking, or begging, like, please, do that make you, like, lame, like a punk?
No, when you ask for it, do he give it to you?
Yeah, I mean, usually, but this particular time you want some and he ain't able to give it to you, should you, I mean, is it okay to leave it at that? I mean, or is it okay to beg? Begging, would it make you look like a punk to beg for it after he and I already said, look, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to be able to...
Oh no, I can't. I ain't had to beg for it. I can't even ask the question. I don't even know.
Okay, I got somebody else for you. Sunshine, what you think? I must still got us on hold.
Well, now she did say she was at work.
Miss Bugs.
Yes,
sir.
I feel like shoes. You asked him if you fucking this dude on the regular or whatever, and whatever little arrangement y'all got going on, and then all of a sudden he like, well, no, he can't fuck with you this night. Well, then okay, it's a backup plan. That's when you go to the next one. You don't beg nobody for nothing.
Right, okay. Because it's like giving them the upper hand, right?
How you going to tell them? Oh, come on.
I'm keeping it real. I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. You asked my opinion, eh? I'm going to keep
right.
it real with you. Well, just, what you look like keep on saying, please let me get some dick. No. Dick comes dime a dozen.
Maybe something was wrong with him that day, that night.
Okay, well, by the time he gets himself together and he get whatever wrong with him fixed, she'll be ready.
Right. This was the thing, okay.
I don't think she should neglect herself or they have to beg him for no dick.
See, she was saying she thinks that it, like, turned him on. The rest of us were saying, no, we think it's giving
don't,
him, you know what I'm saying, power.
It's giving him power. It is giving him
because
power. It's going to make him,
right.
yeah, you
right.
become a please, let me get, he's like, oh, yeah, I got her.
But they think
oh,
it's going to
be able to hold on, let me ask all you ladies a question. What about when y'all do that to us? We don't get it every single time we want it.
Okay. You probably don't get it every time you want it from who you want it from. How about this one? You probably don't get it every time you want it from who you want it from, but you get it whenever you want it.
Right.
I'm quite sure. Because where the person you want to get it from won't give it to you, you can go to somebody else and they will. And y'all men do. You say what?
You got a page up on Sin City?
Nope.
you got to get you one up there because we going to feature you.
You go what?
Everybody know who Miss Buzz is. she ain't looking for no relationship, fella. Because if she don't know her, she got somewhere else to go.
I don't gotta go on the page to get it, you know what I'm saying? That's always somebody.
Put a page up, though.
We would appreciate if you put a page up anyway. We would greatly appreciate it. Ms. Bugs, you ain't got to go on the page to get you some dick, but we would greatly appreciate if you do put one up.
Yes, I would do that.
All right.
You get your pair of them Sin City phones. Then if you do go to the other dude and do something totally new, he'd be like, damn. Surprise. But anyway, back to my question. We can accept no, but when we tell y'all no, why is it such a big deal? I don't understand that. Sometimes a man be, you know, sometimes a man can just be tired.
Right, okay.
Who you fucking? You must be fucking somebody else.
Sometimes it's just tired. Because a lot of times men do, okay, it's like this. A lot of times men do different things. Like if you go from fucking me every day, two or three times a day, and then all of a sudden you just stop, you slack up, and then, I ain't going to do it today.
Right.
Why not? Why all of a sudden it's a change now? It ain't been being that.
Because I'm tired of you fucking
you three times a day. I'm tired as hell by the end of the week.
Damn, okay. And the thing is, that's it. So what? We get tired too. Let's be
okay. I got a question now. I heard the majority of y'all tell her that if he ain't doing it, go to the next motherfucker. Why go to the next motherfucker? Why is that always the option? Go fuck the next motherfucker. Why is that always an option, Ms. Buzz? Why is that the first option to get thrown down?
Why would
that
be an option?
Good question.
Why wouldn't it be?
The first thing, huh?
Why wouldn't it be an option?
Why should it be an option all the time? Why should that be the first thing you go to? I'm going to go fuck somebody else. Because the man tired, he's going to fuck somebody else.
Because nine times out of ten, that's what the men do.
That's what he do. That's what he doing.
Right. Let Tamika say.
He can't be with you. He can't be with you tonight because he can't come fuck you tonight because he fucking somebody else.
Right.
He just working.
Okay. I'll be working right with him.
Wait a minute, hold on. What if he just got off work and he's laying next to you the whole night? He just tired. Now, granted, yeah, I'll fuck both nights this week, but this fifth night, he tired. Your first option is when I'm going to go fuck somebody else.
Now, that's different. That's different because he's laying in the bed with me.
Well, Ms. Bugs, I'm just going to let you know. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. But if I walk in that house and I tell you I'm tired tonight and I don't feel like it, and you jump your ass up throwing the clothes on, you know I'm going to flip your ass right back in that bed and tell you, you ain't going no motherfucking way. Sit your ass down, watch the game, and have your ass a motherfucking good time tonight.
Oh, hell no. That shit's unreal. That's not real. But see, I'm saying like this here. I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you. You ain't finna lay in the bed with me. You talking about watch a game, you tired and all this and other. Because by the time tonight's kind of night over with, you going to give me some.
Oh, you
every day?
If I got to take it.
Hold on, man.
And you in the bed? We in the bed together, too?
I've been waiting to hear one of these. So you a dick thief, huh?
What?
You still dick at night, huh?
I what?
You still dick at night, huh?
I take it. I don't steal nothing. I take it.
No. That's the big thief all day long. This is what I'm curious to know.
It ain't like once I stop, you're going to tell me to stop.
True. But what happens when y'all do it, it's okay. But when we do it, y'all do everything but come away from us. Y'all wake up with attitude. Motherfucker, I'm tired. Why is it? Just fuck it. Then you lay down. Fuck it. Go on, get it.
And if you're doing it, and if you're going, and if I, you go on, you get on and get it, and you're doing, and you're getting it right, hey, I'm going to join in and help you out a little bit.
Right.
I'm not talking about myself now. I'm not talking about myself.
I'm not talking about whoever he is in general.
I hear stories, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I know a lot of fellas like, oh, this bitch want to get attitude just because I tried to steal some pussy last night. But y'all the biggest thieves around here.
Well, he must not be doing it right.
Hold on.
Because you ain't going to wake up if he doing it right, honey, baby, bye. You ain't waking
right.
Ain't no female waking up with an attitude the next morning, whether she wants to give him some or not. As far as I with smile on my face,
anyway,
ready for ear. Sure.
But now, hold on. Here's the part that really gets me. Is when we wake up and y'all want to top ride, why is y'all favorite line is, okay, wait a minute. Y'all worse than us.
In a minute.
You got a webcam, because I sure want to see all this. I want to see you in person. I want to see who this Miss Buzz is, talking all slick and stuff.
Nope, I don't got no webcam.
Okay, so we won't.
I ain't hooked it up.
All right, well, that's tomorrow's project. Tomorrow morning,
yep.
Hook up the webcam, because you know we on tomorrow, too. So you hook that webcam up, to. We want to see you, and I expect to see a page out of Miss Buzz, too.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. We coming down to the end of the show, y'all. So, you know why we do it. Any last words? We're going to start off with Whitney. Any last words, dog?
What's up to the Sin City crew? Cash, Father Time, my nigga. Ladies, it was always a joy on the line with y'all.
Okay, that's what's up, dude. That's what's up. Check us out in the chat room, dog. Freya, any last words?
Oh, I enjoyed the show.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, okay. Well, same to you. Check us out the chat room, baby. Check us out the chat room. Is Sunshine back yet?
Yes, I ain't went nowhere. I couldn't talk.
Oh, well, I understand. You was at work. You was at work. You couldn't talk. Well, damn, not well. We know you ain't coming in the chat room.
Nah, I'm still at work.
All right, well, if you can, try to slip away, get in the chat room. I'll let you boys. What you got to say, your last word?
Nah, it was great.
Okay, okay.
Funny how y'all went from politics to... Only on Sin City.
Only on Sin City, baby. Only on Sin City. You know that. All right, baby. All right, now, Sean, any last words? Since you got all this shit started.
I want to thank y'all for helping me prove a point, because I was trying to tell this girl while she was on the phone caking time, please, please, that it's not necessary to beg, because you're going to get that
ain't
bed power.
Ain't nothing wrong with begging for dick ain't nine, then.
Please, come
all
on
right.
Now. Don't if
all
if he say no, just let it go.
All right, Sean, meet us in the chat room, baby.
Mhm.
Miss Bugs.
Yes, sir.
Any last words, baby?
Now, I wanted to let you know I enjoyed the show, and I know I had stopped logging and calling for a while, but I'm back on the scene.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Back.
Like I said, I expect to see a page real soon from you, Ms. Bugs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Janine?
Yes.
What's up, baby?
Not so much. Watching the game. Derwin is not the father.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. Great
yes,
show.
Okay, okay, okay. That's what's up. Joining us in the chat room tonight, baby.
Oh, y'all want me in the chat room?
She always wants you in the chat room, baby. We want everybody in the chat room.
Yeah, I guess I could get in the chat room after the
game. That's what's
up.
Okay, after the game. That's what's up. That's what's up. Dog, you got any last words, man?
CNCD.Spruce.com, y'all.
Okay, okay. Hey, y'all, don't forget, man, we got that sexy pick contest going on. Hey, winner get $100, like I said. Can't get no easier than that. Send a pick, make $100. Hey, send as many as you want. Hey, do what you do. All right, dog, take us out, man. What you got for me?
All right, y'all. See y'all in the chat room. Peace, love, and hair grease. Same time tomorrow night.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Another minute.
wasting my time.